Hi, my name is Will from Opinion Research. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about issues and elections in the area of Texas. Again, this is not a sales call. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you so much. When it comes to politics, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Lately Democrat.
Thank you so much. There is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for the U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Ronald Gutierrez. To see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislature, would you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote,
yes.
Or wait until
the I definitely will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. Next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organizations. Here's the first one. Colin Allred, are you very favorable?
I think very favorable.
Thank you so much. What about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
Don't know.
Okay. What about Victoria Criado?
Don't know her.
Don't know. Okay. What about Ron Kirk?
Oh, he used to be the mayor of Dallas. Yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah, I would say somewhat positive.
Somewhat favorable? Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, somewhat favorably.
Okay. Thank you. What about Nathan Johnson?
Don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Thank you. What about Roland Gutierrez?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Jasmine Simon?
Don't know her.
Don't know. Okay. What about Planned Parenthood?
What about it?
Do you feel very favorable, somewhat unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Very. Okay. What about Clay Jenkins?
Very favorable.
Thank you so much. Next, in a Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, will you vote for if you had to choose today?
I don't know either one of them. I have to go look.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Number one, education, abortion, local control, voting rights, guns, any of those?
Guns,
okay, thank you so much. And what is the next most important issue, education, abortion, local control, or voting rights?
I'd say education for me.
Okay, thank you so much. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? One with the most liberal positions on issues, who has a long history of progressive activism in the local Democratic Party, or one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign to emphasize Democratic values, but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs business-friendly message, the first or second?
I choose the second one. Second.
Second one. Thank you so much. Next, read each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House. Jasmine Simon leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion on voting. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins endorsed Jasmine Simon because she is a fighter with a broad appeal that Democrats need to defeat Morgan Meyer in November. Will you definitely vote for, probably vote for, or
probably.
Does not impact? Probably. Okay, thank you so much. What about Jasmine Simon is a successful partner in one of the country's largest law firms who works to protect jobs by defending some of America's largest companies against meritless lawsuits. Will that make you definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your vote?
It does not impact my vote.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine is running because she believes Texas politics is too extreme and needs to change. This starts by flipping this House seat blue with Jasmine Simon's common sense problem-solving approach. Does that make you to definitely vote for her, probably vote, or does not impact your vote?
I would say it would probably. I mean, I like the common sense idea.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine will be a strong voice in Austin to address the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans. Do you definitely, probably, or does that impact your vote?
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I didn't hear what you said. Sorry.
Jasmine is addressing the neglected fentanyl epidemic killing thousands of Texans.
All right. Well, if we should address that, I'd say somewhat.
Somewhat, probably. Okay, thank you so much. Jasmine is a self-made success, the child of an immigrant parents, I'm sorry, who knows the value of hard work and giving others a shot at living the American dream. Does that make you definitely, probably, or does not impact your vote?
Doesn't impact my vote.
Okay. Jasmine Simon is a business-minded Democrat running because Governor Abbott and the Republican supermajority are putting the Texas economy at risk with their culture war against women's freedoms, denying factual racial history, and targeting the LGBTQ plus community, making Texas a less desirable place for doctors, professional women, and businessmen. Does that definitely, probably, or does not impact your vote?
I would say definitely.
Definitely? Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Jasmine Simon is a successful partner at one of the country's largest law firms with a history of housing her time and talent to protect voting rights and helping people seek a path to legal immigration. Definitely, probably, or does not impact?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon puts her money where her heart is, including long-term support for animal welfare charities like the World Wildlife Fund, ASPCA, and Operation Kindness Dog Rescue, where she adopted her current dogs, Jake and Grace. Definitely, probably, or does not impact?
Does not impact.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine will work to pass common sense gun reforms like raising the age to purchase assault weapons and expanding mental health background checks. Definitely, probably, or does not impact?
Definitely.
Thank you. In Austin, Jasmine will stand up for local gun control to keep big government out of our local communities. Definitely, probably, or does not impact?
Okay, definitely.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful negotiator and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Definitely, probably, or does not impact?
Does not impact.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is running to end a Republican's extreme ban on abortion that puts doctors in prisons for performing life-saving procedures even when a woman's life is in danger. Definitely, probably, or does not impact?
I'll say definitely that.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine and her husband have raised their three children in the Park Cities. Definitely, probably, or does not impact your vote?
Does not impact.
Okay, thank you. Just so you know, we're about done. Liz Ginsburg is the other candidate in the House Democratic primary. Liz was the 2022 Democratic nominee and is a respected Dallas lawyer, a working mom who runs her own small law firm and long-time local Democratic Party activist. Liz's top issues include restoring reproductive rights, advocating for common sense gun safety laws, fully funding public schools, and expanding Medicaid. Based on all of this information about both Jasmine Simon and Liz Ginsburg, which one will you vote for if you had to choose today?
Probably Jasmine.
Jasmine, thank you. Next, as you know, political campaigns these days often include negative statements about the candidates. Ray, if each of the following statements about Jasmine Simon and Elizabeth Ginsburg will cause you to definitely vote against them, probably vote against them, or no matter to you. Liz Ginsburg is lying about her loyalty to the Democratic Party. She is the only candidate who voted in a Republican primary when Democrats were winning and turning Dallas County blue. Definitely vote against, probably vote against, or it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. Next, Liz Ginsburg losing record shows she's not the right Democrat to win HD 108. In 2022, when other Democrats came within 1% of the Republican opponents, Liz Ginsburg lost by 13 points to Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer, and there is no reason to believe she's a stronger or more viable candidate against the Republicans today. Definitely, probably, or does not matter?
I say definitely.
Okay, thank you. Jasmine Simon is a big money corporate Democrat who just doesn't share the progressive values needed to fight the Texas Republican establishment. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter?
That doesn't matter.
Okay, thank you. If Democrats are going to stand up to extremists like Governor Abbott and Kent Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs. Definitely, probably, or it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. I missed that one. I'm sorry. Did you say it again?
Okay, let me repeat it for you. If Democrats are going to stand up to the extremists like Governor Abbott and Ken Paxton, they need effective fighters in the legislature. But Liz Ginsburg losing to Morgan Meyer by a large margin just 2 years ago shows she is not able to bring the change Texas needs.
I agree with that. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. Jasmine's husband is a lawyer whose firm contributed money to Attorney General Ken Paxton, even though Paxton is a big MAGA Trump election denier and in preach for abuse of power. Definitely, probably, or doesn't matter?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you so much. After hearing all of this information, which candidate, Liz Ginsburg or Jasmine Simon, will you vote for in Democratic primary if you had to choose today?
Jasmine Simon.
Thank you so much. Lastly, having heard all of this information in this poll, what would you say is the one most important issue or policy position a successful Democratic candidate for Texas State House should fight for, in your opinion, in a small statement?
Probably abortion rights.
Okay. Thank you so much. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
64.
Okay, thank you. What was the last grade that you completed in school?
College,
BA. Okay. Do you consider yourself to be liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say moderate.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your ethnicity or racial background? African American, Latino Hispanic, Asian Pacific Islander, Arab Muslim, White Caucasian, or other?
White.
Thank you so much. That will conclude our poll, our survey. Thank you so much for your time and cooperation. You have a good one.
You too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.